Currently listening to Andrew Weatherall in the Radioactive Man remix. This is from Unknown Plunderer. Before this, Motion Sensu. With the tune Gonna Be Okay from the Project OO compilation. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you want to get in touch with me or if you missed the show, feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
WRCT's Mando Richard here. I know DJ Firefly has the beats and trance you love on Wednesday afternoons. But you know, banjo music was the original trance music. What's that banjo player drool? Find out by tuning in to WRCT for Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between you'll hear Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh, the perfect warm-up for an afternoon of couch dancing.
You're listening to Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's 5 o'clock and you're in Pinckney Hall.
So, Rebels, live and direct, this is a universal message about world peace, love. Stop all the violence and stop the killing. Let your mind be free.
Free your mind.
Free your mind.
Say free your mind.
Free your mind.
Set free your mind.
Set free your mind.
Set free your mind. Jump around in a place to be. Everybody let your mind be free. One God and only one destiny. Everybody let your mind be free. Set free your mind.
Set free your mind.
Set free your mind.
Set free your mind.
So I'm gonna make it jump, 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 jump.
The song that you just heard was Let Your Mind Be Free by the Soul Rebels, a New Orleans brass band. The name of the CD was Unlock Your Mind. That confuses Kenny Joe, but it's not going to confuse you. What we're going to do for the rest of the show today here in Pinckney Hall is play New Orleans music. Mardi Gras is coming up Tuesday of next week, and most people think of Mardi Gras as a little bacchanalia. Well, let's not say little. Let's give it its due. A big bacchanalia held in New Orleans on the day before Lent begins. But another way of looking at it is that it is the end of 8 or 10 weeks of marching season, where you have... any time that you might be in New Orleans in January and February, if you ask around, you'll find out where much smaller parades than the Mardi Gras parade are happening, often with much better music and a lot more intimacy than you're going to get in the big show in Mardi Gras. So we're going to play. We have been doing this every year, except for the last couple of years in the week before Mardi Gras. But I think today we're going to play more, let's call it traditional, older New Orleans music. We'll play some of that and not as much of the popular stuff that you may even have heard on the AM radio, if you were around back when AM radio played music. So... before we do that, I'm still haven't been introduced to all the mysteries of the recorded public service announcements here, so I am going to read you a couple of older ones and hope that they're not too far out of date. Stroke awareness. I think strokes are still happening. Okay, this one's called FAST. Body language can tell you all sorts of things, like someone is having a stroke. You just need to know the sudden signs, look for fast. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. This has been brought to you by the American Stroke Association and WRCT. Okay. How about food waste? I think food waste is still happening. Each year, 40% of the food in the United States never gets eaten, with the average American family of four spending $1,500 a year on food that they throw away, and each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food per month. Wasting food wastes everything: water, labor, fuel, money. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by the National Resources Defense Council and WRCT. Okay, since I'm going to be playing some stuff that you might not be hearing a lot of, I'll give you a little introduction to the next set. What are we going to do? Oh, Preservation Hall. Do you all know about Preservation Hall? Preservation Hall is about as primitive a concert venue as you will ever find in New Orleans. And the whole thing was set up so that people could listen to jazz as it was played in New Orleans in the 20s and 30s. And it's a wonderful little venue. It's had great musicians over the years. We're going to play a cut from the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And they were actually in Pittsburgh not that long ago. Well, pre-COVID, of course. And then maybe something by Louis Armstrong, complete with the introduction. Hope you don't mind that. And then a couple of more old New Orleans tunes before we get into some newer stuff.
I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Fred Robbins speaking to you from the stage of the Winter Garden Theater on Broadway in New York City. The occasion this morning is the premiere of Louis Armstrong's new United Artists picture, New Orleans. This is the picture that traces the history of jazz from Basin Street to Carnegie Hall. WNBC brings its microphones to this premiere tonight to pick up for you an unusual musical event. Louis Armstrong playing a concert of New Orleans music. Louis will be accompanied by some of our greatest jazz artists. Trumpeter Bobby Hackett, trombonist Jack Teagarden, clarinetist Peanuts Hucko, Leonard Bernstein's bassist Jack Lesberg, baritone saxophonist Ernie Caceres, pianist Dick Carey, and drummers George Wetling and Sidney Catlett. The house lights darken, foots are up, curtains are parted. Louis and the gang swing out and take us way down yonder, down in New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band doing I'll Fly Away, a great New Orleans tune and a great gospel tune. And if you're listening to that, it's a little more than just jazz. We had, with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, we had Del and Ronnie McCrory trading off vocals on that. And of course, Ronnie McCrory was playing the mandolin there. Are you listening, Mando Richard? and Del was playing guitar. After that, we had, with an appropriate introduction, perhaps a bit too long, Louis Armstrong doing Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? That was, I should have told you the Preservation Hall song was off of a 50th anniversary collection of Preservation Jazz Hall Band recordings over the years. That was the only one featuring the McCrorys, but it was there. The Louis Armstrong cut was off of a CD in the Masters of Jazz series. And then what did we do after that? Oh, I wish I could tell you more about this. This is a Folkways reissue of a CD called, it was a vinyl album when it came out, Clambake on Bourbon Street. And if Kenny Joe ever had the liner notes for him, they're long gone, so I can't tell you much about it. The first song we played from that compilation was by Lizzie Miles, Some of These Days. And then the last song was Waffle Man, and that was brought to you by Buglin' Sam DeKermel with Tony Almerico's Parisian Room Band. I'm sure a lot of you recognize that. So let's see. What am I going to do here? I just noticed that I did not give you the requisite amount of time of PSA, so I'm going to read you a quickie right here. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-41 for fatherhood, or, excuse me, that's not a four, it's an or visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and, of course, WRCT. And while I'm doing this sort of thing, we'll tell you about a couple of other shows. One is a Wednesday show, Aggregate Sound. Aggregate Sound, a multi-genre mass of music with Next Page at 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. Only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And then we have, I thought Firefly was on it too. Oh well, I should move on here. Courts in Session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8, and re-airing Mondays at noon, only on WRCT. Now let me try to figure out what we're doing next here. What are we doing next? So we're going to, we've got another comp CD lined up. And we're going to play a couple of cuts from it. The first one is going to be from your second New Orleans Brass Band of the Day, a song by the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. And we'll move on from that to a couple of tunes that some of you might recognize if you were old enough to have been listening to AM radio in the Top 40 days. Both of these I'm going to play a couple of top 40 hits for you, both of them from New Orleans.
Uh-oh. You know what it's about time to do? We're going to New Orleans! Take it to New Orleans to a Mardi Gras. It's Mardi Gras in Montreux. Yes, I'm going to New Orleans. I want to see that Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Yes, I'm going to New Orleans.
walk past your house, knock up on your door. You told the lady upstairs to tell me when I come. You didn't live there no more. Why, darling, don't be walking at your house. You told the lady upstairs to tell me you didn't live there no more. Bye-bye, pretty baby, a little baby, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye, so long, bye-bye, so long, bye-bye, so long, bye-bye, bye.
Okay, that last song was by Al Hurt from New Orleans. The name was Java, a popular song in its day. Before that, we had three songs that came off of a compilation called A Celebration of New Orleans Music. It was came out in 2005. All proceeds will be donated to the Hurricane Relief Fund of 2005. So, anyhow, before Al Hurt, we had Professor Longhair doing Cutting Out. Before that, we had Rebirth Brass Band, Do What You Wanna, Part 3. And we started the set off with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, Mardi Gras, New Orleans. I hope three New Orleans brass bands in an hour is not too much for you guys. So, not too much for me. I've got a soft spot for any kind of music where the bass is coming out of a brass instrument rather than a stringed instrument. Okay, we're gonna wrap it up with New Orleans music in a while, but first of all, let me give you a underwriting message, which is it's kind of apropos to what I'm playing, but I don't think I'm going to get into that story. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs, with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. And let me also mention, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, let me tell you, we got 12 minutes left. I'm going to play you something, another top 40 hit out of New Orleans, and then we'll do something from, there's several, New Orleans music isn't always made by people that grew up in New Orleans, because of the town's love of music. Many musicians who have established careers in other places are attracted to New Orleans, even from such faraway places as Sweden. We'll play you a song by one of them in the next set also. Well, it's 1 minute before six, so that's going to do it for me today. That last song was Anders Osborne, who, last time I knew anything about it, lived in New Orleans. Had been there for quite a while. The name of the song was Peace, as you probably figured out, and that is also the name of the CD. Before that, we had another big hit from New Orleans. We had U.S. Bonds, or Gary U.S. Bonds doing his song New Orleans. When that came out, everybody thought U.S. Bonds was a group. We were a little bit surprised when we heard that that was one guy, not double track, triple track, any kind of track with that wonderful voice. So we will be back, I hope, next Wednesday. Not sure what we're going to do, but hope you tune in. Thanks for listening. This is WRCT 88.3 FM, broadcasting from Pittsburgh, PA.
Broadcast of Ebony Spectrum from our archives. This interview features a talk with Darius Chisholm. This happened maybe about 3 years ago, in 2018, I believe. And we heard some interesting things from Darius back then. And of course, things have changed, but it's real interesting to see what her path was back then. And she's continued to go upward and onward with her career. And now she's hosting more TV. Listen to the conversation. You'll find it very interesting. This is Ebony Spectrum from 2018 with Darius Chisholm. Rick takes the lead as he adds the questions.
One thing, say I'm going to write or I'm going to perhaps get on television, which is enough of takes a modicum. And I'm being a little bit facetious here with that. It takes more than a modicum, actually, to go into that profession, because you got to have a lot of confidence, I would
you
say.
You have to have a lot of confidence. You have to have a lot of courage. You also have to have a lot of commitment. And for me, it's always been about being a creative. And a lot of the work that I do as an entrepreneur now is really as a coach, supporting other business owners who are looking to become more visible in branding their message, their mission, and using multimedia strategies. I was very fortunate, as you're aware, that I've had a long history in television, but because I also had varying businesses, I learned a lot of practical tools. And so I've been able to marry what it means to be an entrepreneur, particularly a solopreneur in this space of online marketing, and really look at what are some sizable visibility strategies that people can use. So that's really where that came together from. In terms of this issue of courage and the courage to have your own business, and as you said, you know, you got to hustle for a paycheck, period. I mean, and I think there's, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that as your modicum for success. It's the only paycheck that's going to happen is the one that you're going to go out and make. And so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure any of them listening, completely get that part of your drive for success, I believe, should first be what it is that you love doing or serving, and let the money follow. And I get it. When you got to pay some bills, it's like, no, we need to think about the money first. But you will be a much happier entrepreneur going after your dream, hustling for that success, and of course, working hard for the money, but realizing that the part of the reason that you're doing it is because you absolutely love being the entrepreneur that you are. And that helps when you get to those periods in time, and we've all been there, when the money isn't flowing. Because it's easy. I mean, I've had jobs all my life, and it's important, obviously, if you do the type of work that you're not an entrepreneur, that you do a really good job at your job. Right. But if you truly have a desire to strike out on your own and run that business that you've been dreaming about, or pursue that dream that only you can do because it's like busting in your belly, then go for it. Go for it with everything that you have.
It's interesting. Your book, you used the word hustle. You've used it several times. And I think probably people think of, when you say hustle, guy, girl on the street.
That's your generation.
Doing the hustling thing, right? And I mean, I always never put the total negative kind of label.
Yeah.
Some people did, because I always recognized people got to survive.
Right.
And everything that was being hustled wasn't necessarily illegal. It was not mainstream.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's a word that over a period of time has had multiple meanings. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I think if you look 40, 50, 60 years ago, hustle had a very negative connotation. It often was equated with the person who, you know, was just trying to jack somebody out of some money or out of a service, right? Or eluding something. And it certainly had a negative connotation. Then there's the hustle, the dance. And so people kind of see the jolly part in that. And then, of course, there's a hustle that you know, parents, when their kids are out on the baseball field or basketball, hustle, get down the court, you know, make it happen. Mm-hmm. But what we've seen, I would say, in the last 5 to 10 years, particularly with the explosion of people doing business on the internet and being self-employed as an infopreneur, that more people are using the term hustle.